Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. If you'll notice from the thumbnail, I had to be creative in describing boyfriend because there are certain words that YouTube doesn't like. And so we're going to get into the meat of the story. But these are not your average everyday boyfriends. These are boyfriends that will donate to her cause to go out with her. So I'll just show you the headline here. And here it is. Irish student, 19, paying off college debt thanks to five Splendaman. I can't say that word that I've highlighted in blue, or more specifically that one right there, because that gets flagged in algorithms and all that stuff. So we're going to call him Splendaman. That way it's artificial. So we're going to read the story, and then I'll knock this out, just because otherwise you'll have no idea what I'm getting into. Gracie Adams from Belfast says her boyfriend and family have been very understanding of her arrangements. Right. that's the student right there. An Irish student is paying off her university debt thanks to cash from five Splendamen. Gracie Adams from Belfast is in her first year of psychology at the University of Lincoln in the UK and has already benefited from rent payments, dresses, food shopping after signing up to a Splenda dating site, SA. This is the one I did my other video on about this, and I'll throw a link up there so you can look at it. Whilst 19-year-old Gracie could be living a luxurious lifestyle, she instead chose to use her Splendaman dating to help her with her £30,000 student debt. Well, how wonderful and benevolent and awesome of her that instead of using the money she received from men dating her, instead of living a luxurious lifestyle, she's actually paying down debt with it. At least she's doing something good with the money. Gracie usually is treated to a dinner of which she requests a minimum of £80, excluding drinks, which can result in the date itself exceeding £100. The Splendamen usually request an outfit for her to purchase ahead of the date, which is on average a further £100, and most of the times Gracie dates will leave her an additional tip in the region of £150. Juggling, studying, social life, and being a Splenda kid, Gracie aims for at least one date a month in order to pay her bills. Gracie said, "I first signed up to the SA when I was nearly 18 and wasn't thinking of seriously committing to the Splenda kid life. But when I was finishing sixth form and moving to university, I found loads of women at university had signed up and had very positive experiences. And I told you this, guys, before in my other video, that it was becoming extremely prevalent and it's a very popular thing. And many of, not necessarily you guys, but many people on that particular video poo-pooed it and said, no, it's not that prevalent. There's no way numbers are this high, so on and so forth. I give you proof. There you go. It helped them get through the student life, keep up with my rent payments, and have cars at university. Multiple cars? Cars? Using SA helped me become more confident in talking to men online and what to look out for, as you can have some men lying about themselves and what they do, which is my biggest precaution and worry about what they do and maybe how much money they make. Yet despite Gracie's worries, she has gone to have five Splendamen, seeing at least three of them regularly after their first meet. But Gracie insists that all her relationships are platonic. Right. And has been sure to be completely open with both her family and her boyfriend about her Splenda relationships. Gracie added, "I asked my boyfriend for his opinion, not for his permission, you notice, but for his opinion, and if he would be okay if I started being more serious about it. He wanted to know what I'd be doing with the Splendamen in terms of dates and messaging, etc. I told him that I would only be interested in starting platonic relationships and mentorships. He understood that I was struggling with money and is very supportive of me and the relationships I build on SA. My family and I are very open and loving, and so I was able to tell him about how I stay on top of things. I bet you stay on top. Financially, while at university, without having to worry about any judgments from my family. When I first told them, they took the news with humor and told me to crack on. But of course, they can sometimes worry about my safety online. Yet despite expressing caution and only taking part in platonic dates, Gracie can rake in over 300 pounds per date, including gifts of new dresses and shoes. How are new dresses and shoes helping her pay off her college debt? Gracie added, the best date I ever had was in the summer where we had dinner in a rooftop bar where you could see the sunset. It was a beautiful experience and one I could never forget. After the meal, we had some drinks and I got to know more about each other. At the end of the date, he made sure I got home safe and sent me 150 pounds on top of paying for my food and drinks. And that's it. Okay, so let's talk about this, shall we? First of all, if you've got 30,000 pounds in debt, and I want to break this down really, because let's see how far the truth really is inside this story. Because this is, oh, what a fun story, success story. You go, girl, female empowerment. But, all right, so she requests a minimum of 80 pounds, excluding drinks. Okay, so she gets 80 pounds. And then they request an outfit, which is on average another 100, but she spends that on the outfit. So she does get additional clothes. Then they give her an extra 150 pounds for the tip. So 230 pounds on a date. Let's say she goes out with each guy once a week. It's 750 pounds a week, roughly, ballparkish, 230 pounds. Yeah, we'll round it to 700 pounds a week. That is 2,800 pounds a month. Now, I do not know the answer to this question, but I will let you gentlemen come up with your own opinion. Is she going out on dates with gentlemen who are spending drinks on her, dinner on her, buying her outfits, on top of that giving her another 250 pounds, all for a platonic friendship, no anything happening date? No. I don't think so. I don't think so. Because each date's going to come to around 500 bones. And if it's costing 500 bones, these guys could easily go down, visit their local shop, right? And just kind of go, here's 500 bucks, baby. Get a nice massage, little happy ending, done and done. And it won't cost you 500 bucks. So you can tell me this young lady is getting 500 bones for nothing? Not feeling it. On top of that, her boyfriend and family are okay with this. Now, again, it's easy for a parent to want to trust their child. It's easy for a guy to want to trust his girlfriend. So of course you're going to believe what she says most of the time. We may not, but it sounds like they do. No one would want to think of their daughter going out and doing not so honorable things for money. So when we look at this, yes, this is, I guess, maybe an outfit that she wears on her date. I don't know. To me, it looks like something that you might wear back in the 80s because it's just kind of different. But yeah, it's no platonic. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. And you're going to tell me that this is a strictly mentor type thing? No. You know, the thing of it is, obviously, I can't say for sure what's going on. And maybe all five of them, are doing this strictly platonically and nothing is happening. But if that's the case, then let's go back to why I talk about all the time about don't being a weak man. And if you are one of these weak guys that are paying $500 a date to go out with this young lady, you need to really research kind of where you are in your life and what is going on to the fact that you're just writing a check to hang out with a college-age student and to go have dinner and be her mentor. Either way, this is a situation that if the parents are cool with it, The guys that are doing it's cool with it. The students cool with it, right? And the boyfriend's cool with it. Doesn't that, again, go back to, like I said in my last video about this, doesn't this go back to tell you how commonplace and how socially acceptable this type of thing is? And nobody but her and the people that she's hanging out with on these dates know what's really going on for that money. But because of that, and because she said, oh, it's simply platonic, not only is it okay, but hey, let's write a great news story about it and cheer her on. And because, like she says, she heard about this from all her other friends that were having great success with it. Let me see if I can find that line again here. Yeah, I mean, she said that her friends were having great success with it, and so she decided to do it. Where is it? Right here. And here's the other thing. Gracie said, first signed up when I was nearly 18. So she's 17 years old going on these sites to make arrangements. And again, you're going to tell me it's strictly platonic? Don't think so. But when I was finishing the sixth form, I'm not familiar with British, but I'm guessing that's college, first semester or sixth semester, whatever it is. But when I was finishing sixth form and moving to university, I found that loads of women at university had signed up and had very positive experiences. Loads. That's a large number. This is more prevalent than you think. So the 60% of women that are going to college versus the 40% of men, that's a majority of college students. And then you've got these young women, loads of them apparently, are doing this. When they get done with college and they have this debt, this is what I'm talking about. Now, how much debt can some of these students get into? Because I looked this up as well. This is something that was on a Twitter feed and I clicked on it because I thought it was fun. Listen to this young lady. Now, she's a fan of Bernie. She's cheering on Bernie because it is free. If he gets voted in, he wants to put through free college tuition for students. That's not the point. I want you to hear how much debt she is in from college. Listen.
Why are you voting Bernie Sanders?
Because my debt is $226,000 and I only want to help people communicate effectively.
What did you go to school for?
Speech pathology,
$226,000 in debt. Is there any wonder these young ladies are signing up to get this influx of money? And there is no way. If you go on, I've been on this website before. And I didn't do it just for research. I actually found someone that I was dating on one of these sites, which nonetheless led to our breaking up. But my point being is that it's definitely a buyer's market. It is definitely a buyer's market. You're not going to be writing checks and spending money on anyone that isn't going to. It's definitely a pay to play, if you follow what I'm saying here, okay? Again, I can't say that's 100% in her case, but I find it extremely unlikely. So this young lady's $226,000 in debt for her college, for a speech pathologist or a language therapist. And I went online here and checked it out. And being a student, she's going to be starting at $60,000 because that's like the entry, the bottom 25% average. So she's not going to certainly be in the top, but the lowest paid 25% makes 60. So she might even get less than that, but I'm not going to give her halfway because she's just getting started. But if she comes in at the 25th percentile, she's going to be making $60,000. Now whack $15,000 to $18,000 off of that for taxes. So we'll bring it down to 45. If she's going to practice this in almost any city in the United States, the low end for rent would be about $1,000 a month. Then a decent car now costs you about $500. And we'll even say that's including taxes, insurance, everything else. That's $1,500 a month, right? That's $18,000 a year. So you take that off of the 45, we'll call it 20, now you're down to $20,000 plus your food, gas, and everything else. So let's say she's left over with $15,000. Do you think she's gonna be writing a check for $1,000 a month to her student debt? Highly unlikely. But let's say she writes a check for $500 a month, okay? That is $6,000 a year. You do the math. How long is it going to take you at $6,000 a year to pay off $226,000? What is a student to do? It's going to take me, 20 years would be 20 years at $6,000 would be $120,000. Is that, no, God, is that all? 120 grand? Yeah, 10 years would be 60 grand. So 20 years is 120 grand. So it would take her 40 years at $500 a month. So 20 years at $1,000 a month to pay off her education. She'll never get out from underneath it. Unless she starts going on some dates and starts getting an influx of a little extra cash, like $2,000 or $3,000 a month from dating. And then all of a sudden you can put $3,000 or $4,000 towards your student loan per month, which is $48,000 in a year. 5 years, she's done with it. The college system, and as expensive it is as it is, and the way it's lined up, almost forces women to go to these sites. And then when they hear how popular it is and all their friends are having great success, of course they're going to do it. So again, it's a buyer's market because there's a lot more students going to college that are getting in massive debt than there are guys on these sites looking for this type of activity. But that's why we say sometimes hire a pro. This is now your new pro. And it seems like it's pretty easy to do. So, you know, if you're at any point in your life thinking, hey, you know, this is a young gal just working her way and she's going to finish college soon and she's going to go find a job, and this is the type of girl that she's an up and comer and intelligent and outgoing and so on and so forth, and this is somebody I might like to have a relationship, look on these sites, because there may be a paper trail that you need to find out about. Welcome to the new class of education and how to pay for it. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you for those that have. And if you want to support my work, like, comment, share, and of course, subscribe. Still, about 65% of you are not subscribed. And the best way you can support me, other than that, is also to go back and look at some of my older stuff. I put together all these fun videos for you guys. So if you haven't seen some of my older stuff, drift on back and take a look. Everything's got a little something interesting in it, or at least I think. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Welcome to college 2020. Thank you.